Hello and welcome to the Swimming Ideas Podcast. This is episode number 45, The Importance of Routine. That's right, today we're going to look at why the systems that you put in place in your swim lesson program are important and what the effect that they have on your program and your participants. We're going to look at specifically your swim lessons and what our routine is, what our system is, and how we apply that to our swim lesson participants to get the most out of those lessons. Here we go. That's right. Let's get started looking at systems. That's right. If you look at, if you go to your favorite search engine and you type in the importance of swim systems in business, you're going to get a whole bunch of links pretty much directly targeted to that specific topic. Why is it important to have a system in your business? Why are systems important in businesses? Is it important to have a system? What does that mean? Yes, it's true. Systems, you'll get this all over the place. Why are they important and why do you need them for? And our opinion is such that you do need a system in place for your swim lessons and for your swim teams. And I want you to think of a system, you know, the importance of a system in business. I want you to think of your system as your routine. Your system is a template or a guide for how you proceed in a certain action. And I'm going to give you a few examples here on what some systems are, what a routine is. And I want you to think about these high lofty business systems are really just routines that you do to and apply to a bunch of different people. For example, you have a system in your swim lesson program, if you have one, or if you teach lessons, on how to market to your potential clients, how they can register for your classes, how they can give you money, and then how you get them on the correct day to show up, and then you teach them lessons, and then they move on. Right? There's a system there. What they register with, how they give you money, how you figure out what class they're in, how you put them in that class. Those are all systems for your swim lesson program or for your swim team. We're not going to talk about that today. That would probably be a podcast for a different day, but that illustrates my example of what a system is. There's a process that each person goes through. Well, you got to register on a website. You know, or you got to turn in this form, or you got to print this off and turn it in. There's a bunch of different ways that people can choose how to do that system, but there is a system for each person and for each program. You register in some fashion, you pay money, and then you get services for a swim lesson. And that's the system. And then you want to go in detail on what those exact steps are, but that's an example of what I mean when I say a system or a routine. It's a template or a guide for how to proceed with a certain action. Okay. So, for example, if I hired someone, the system would be the paperwork I needed to fill out and who I then turn it into and the order that I did the paperwork in. That's the system, right? So when I hire someone, I have to look at their I-9 form, their W-2, and their eligibility to work in the country. You know, there are different forms for me. We live in the United States. So we have a certain set of protocols that we have to follow through when we're hiring someone as an employee. And then that gets turned into our payroll department. So there's a series of steps. There's a system in place to handle new hires and the accounting and the payroll that goes along with that. And then the next system they move into is their training system. And they're going to go through this program. They're going to do this workbook. They're going to attend this class. They're going to understand these skills, you know. So there's this clear system and progression that these people go through, right? I hope it's clear what a system is or what a routine is in this case. And we're talking specifically about the importance of routine, the importance of a system inside your swim lessons or inside your swim lesson or your swim team. And these systems kind of simplify how you do things. Now, we offer our own system for sale on our website. You can access it through the Swim Lesson Starter Kit, or the Complete Lesson Program. And this system is essentially training you how to go through what we do. And it gives you the lesson plans, which are themselves systems. You know, there's a progression of skills that you can apply to everyone that happens to fall under this particular ability level. For example, level one is going underwater. If you can go underwater, then you should probably be in level two on a consistent, like if you go underwater on a consistent basis on your own, you should probably be in level two, which is you're learning to move through the water. And then what you do in each day of those levels, you progressively increase the difficulty to get the participants comfortable enough to go underwater on their own. And we do this through a series of games and activities and skills where we're always pushing, okay, let's put our face in the water. Let's put our face in the water. And if you've listened to this podcast, you've heard me talk repeatedly about going underwater. So we have these systems available to you to make your process easier and to make it more effective, right? The business system is, how do you teach someone to swim? And how do you do it on a large scale so you can maximize your effort and time and get money from it, right? So you can teach better lessons and have more revenue and, you know, all that other stuff that goes with it. So we follow these, we have these systems available to you. And we have another system, which is in a general format, our class, and then our ability levels and the activities that we do within those levels and those skills. And we follow logical progressions to get our desired goals. So front glide, back glide. And we do things with the same language because we're following the system that we have in place. We follow the same format because that's the format of the system for our swim lessons. And we refine the system constantly. And then roll it out to our swim instructors to make sure that we're all on the same page and we're all in the system. And when you deviate from the system, then, which is fine in some circumstances, but when you deviate significantly and you're doing the same skill in a different way under a different system, then it's not going to be as effective because the rest of the program is built around this system. So I'm using this word system a lot. And I'm going to explain what I mean by the system in the swim lesson context in just a few seconds here. So our general activity system is this. We do short distance skill work with high volume and specific target goals and give feedback to those goals and then push for an incremental progression. Let me break that down a little bit clearer. So that was the most concise way of saying that, the simplest way to say what our system is. And I'll give you some bullet points here so you can I'll outline it, and then we'll go through it line by line and kind of give you a more detailed explanation of what the system means. And of course, you can find this in our show notes, which you'll find at the website swimminglessonsideas.com, SIP number 045. That's Swimming Ideas Podcast number 045. That's this one. All right, so to re-say this again, and here's the bullet point list. We move short distances. We do something a lot of times. We give a few key goals. And we give feedback based on those goals. And we challenge our swimmers by adding the next incremental step of difficulty. Let's look at that again. So we move short distances, we do something a lot of times, we give a few key goals, we get feedback based on those goals, and then we challenge the participant by making it a little more difficult. The first one here, we'll talk about that. We move short distances. So most of the time we're doing stuff, we're not going the whole length of the pool because we're looking more at practice of doing something well than struggling or doing something poorly just to achieve the goal. So if our goal is to get someone from one end of the pool to the other, you know, we can do that. We can teach doggy paddle. We can teach, you know, all this sort of a struggle, bad swim, or just force and yell at someone to keep moving and keep swimming. But that's not really our goal, right? Our goal isn't to get them from point A to B. It's to teach them how to swim and how to swim well. And when they know how to swim and they have the confidence of how to swim, all the other stuff kind of flows through it. If you can swim freestyle, you can doggy paddle, right? So there's this assumption that we're going to use short distances to work on targeted specific skills. So we're not going the full length of the pool all the time, right? We move short distances most of the time because that's the best way to train and practice these specific skill motions, these specific body motions that swimming is. And swimming is like a choreographed dance where every motion and movement is specific and intentional. You know, there's a reason we do it. And we need to make sure that we're, you know, like ballet or like dance. You know, you need to have someone say, okay, let's just work on this one specific skill. We'll take it out of the entire context and we'll get really, really good at it. And then we'll put it back into the big context. So we'll do short distance and then we'll do a longer distance doing what we just did. Okay. So most of the time we do short distances. So that's number one. So our system is, how do we do those short distances? And that's in the Swim Lesson Starter Kit and the Complete Lesson Program, the short distance cheat sheet, right? How to do the rotation method, how to do lots of kids at the same time with lots and lots of repetition, right? And that's really the next one. We do something a lot. We do it often. We do it three or times in a row. We do it five times in a row, depending on the size of your class, right? So we do the same activity over and over again. Streamline with three strokes. Everyone goes three times, right? That's three opportunities to do a streamline. That's three opportunities to do three strokes of swimming with your face in the water and kicking your feet, right? So instead of just three strokes, we have nine strokes because they've gone three times, right? So we do a skill over and over and over again because it gives, you know, an opportunity to succeed or improve each time. So we do it a lot. We use the rotation method. We use short distance skill training because we want that repetition, that attempt and reattempt at changing something and doing something better. And to do that, we have to give some specific targets. We got to aim our participants at a certain area. And that's the next point. We give a few key goals, right? So we'll take the streamline example. There are three goals, right? You could talk about a whole bunch of different things with streamline, but we're going to narrow it down to these three target skills, which if you do these three things, your streamline is going to be pretty good. And I can say this because I've taught hundreds of kids how to do streamline and they're awesome at it when it's done in this way. And, you know, just to pat myself on the back a little bit. But we give a few key goals, and for streamline, those three goals are: look down with your face, lock your thumb, and squeeze your ears. And if you do those three things, your streamline is going to look really good and it's going to be pretty solid. Now you could go into, okay, keep your body straight, like engage your core, point your toes, keep your knees next to each other. You know, you can do all these other things, but if you don't have these three distilled, like most basic skills of streamline, it's not going to be that good, right? You need these three things to have a solid streamline, which is the foundation of most of our skills. Right, we're always going to start with streamline, and then we're going to start swimming because we want to get in the habit of having that straight body position in that motion, because we're going to return to it in every stroke. You know, every stroke at some point has the body with the arms extended and the body straight in the water moving horizontally. You know, they're moving through the water, hands and head first. So we move short distances. We do those things a lot. We give key goals: look down, lock your thumb, squeeze your ears. And then we give feedback based on those goals. So the next item here is we give feedback and we target the feedback based on the intended goals. So again, for streamline, we're going to talk about how the body, how the hands weren't locked. You know, your hands were slipping apart. We're going to talk about how the ears weren't being squeezed by the arms, and that made the body all wibbly and woggly, right? Or we're going to talk about how the face was looking towards where we were going instead of looking at the bottom of the pool, or looking down or at the surface, right? So we're giving our feedback based on what we want them to achieve, right? We want to have the thumb locked, the face down, and the ear squeezed. And if they don't do that or they don't do it well, we're going to give feedback based on that. So give them a target, give them a goal, and then give feedback based on those goals. The final thing here is we're going to challenge our participants by adding the next incremental step of difficulty. And we're going to increase the difficulty in the next attempt. So our system in place here is: do something a short distance, do it often, give a goal, and then give feedback on that goal. And then once you've completed that activity, do the next step. So for example, here we go. I just taught a class today, and It was two kids. One of the kids didn't show up for class this week. And they've been with me for the last 4 weeks now. And our system is in place. And we've gotten significantly better over the last 4 weeks because we've been following the same system each week and incremental progression. Right, so each week it gets a little more difficult because they've already mastered the most basic skill, which is streamline. So to give an example of adding the next incremental step of progression and how this fits into our larger system overall, you know, we do a lot of short distance stuff. So streamline first and then swim to the wall, or streamline first and then swim to me as the instructor if we don't have the space to go to the wall. And today we didn't have the space to go to the wall, so we were swimming from the bench because we use the benches to artificially raise the bottom of the pool so they can stand without having to worry in the middle of the pool. So they stand on the bench, they streamline, and then they come to me and I support them and then send them back to the bench. And there were two kids, so this was really effective with just, you know, me not having to require the use of another bench or the wall, so they could do it on their own. So they would streamline to me and I would send them back and streamline. We did that 5 times. And then they would streamline and then do 3 strokes of freestyle. And then I would pick them up and then give them a boost, push them back, streamline, they can swim back. Usually they could just streamline and with the boost. So by pushing their heels, they could jump off my hand or off my knee and they would get back to the bench. So we did that. Then the final step of the day was streamline with 5 strokes and 1 breath to the side. And they had to take that breath. This was a level 2/level 3 class. Probably level 3 class. They would streamline, do their arm strokes, and then we were practicing breathing to the side. It was a short enough skill that they could hold their breath for 5 strokes. They didn't have to freak out and worry about needing to breathe. So we were practicing turning our head to the side, not because we had to, but because our intended goal was to breathe to the side once with your cheek in the water. And my feedback was at that point, right, because I've given the feedback for streamline. I've given the feedback for streamline with 3 strokes and how the arm should move and what the face should be doing when the arms are moving. And then we were at the end, right? That's streamline's pretty easy. Streamline with 3 strokes. Again, not terribly difficult, but it's the next incremental step. Streamline with 5 strokes and 1 breath. Aha. That's not as easy, right? That's a little bit more difficult. Taking a breath is really the hardest part of learning how to do freestyle. And if we just break it down into this 1 breath, and it doesn't even have to be a breath that you need, just a breath to practice breathing, it takes the pressure off of it. It removes the fear of having to breathe and not being able to. You know, it's this next incremental step, and I'm giving targeted feedback, and our instructors are, on turning your head to the side instead of, you know, don't lift, you know, don't doggy paddle when you breathe. Make sure you keep kicking. You know, they were already doing all those things because they're doing their strokes. They already know that they can get that far without breathing. Now we're doing it with an additional, just 1 breath, just a practice breath, to get used to breathing. And I tell them this, you know, you don't need to breathe. It's too short of a distance, but we're practicing breathing, right? So we do it a lot. We do short distances. We do it a lot. Give them a few key goals to work on. In this case, turn your head to the side and keep your cheek in the water when you breathe. We give feedback based on those goals. Hey, you lifted your head up. You got to keep your cheek on and only turn to the side. And then we challenge by increasing the difficulty. So at this point, after a 30-minute lesson, we had done a bunch of other stuff too, but we did streamline. We did that a lot. Streamline plus 3 strokes. We did that a lot. Streamline plus 5 strokes and 1 breath. We did that 5 times, right? So over the course of the 30-minute lesson, each participant had 15 to 20, maybe 25, 30 opportunities to practice streamline because each step was streamline and then this, streamline and then that. And they got an opportunity to practice swimming, a lot of stuff really well. So by the end of the class, when we did our 1 length of freestyle, they had an established base of success that they could draw upon and confidence and ability because they've had that targeted feedback on how to swim and how to swim well, right? So this is our system. Our system is we're going to do the short distance skill cheat sheet. We're going to use the rotation method. We're going to do it a lot. We're going to give some specific target goals, give feedback based on those goals, and then progress over the course of a lesson on how to sing, you know, how to get a little bit more difficult to challenge the person into doing something that they're not specifically comfortable for at that time. Over time, they will be. And then when they show competence and the breathing to the side, we're going to start doing 25s, right? So we keep bringing the line. We keep pushing it a little farther. And that's our system. And then we can swap skills in and out of that. We can do the same thing with breaststroke. We can do the same thing with backstroke. We can do the same thing with butterfly. You know, the system is short distance, do it a lot, give some key goals, give feedback, and then add the next step. For butterfly, we can do streamline with fly kick, streamline with no kick, streamline with fly kick, streamline with no kick and two butterfly arms, streamline with fly kick and two butterfly arm strokes, but no breath, streamline with butterfly kick, two arm strokes of butterfly, and breathe on number two, right? So we can slowly start increasing difficulties, layering in steps and steps, and then each step has a specific skill focus. But all at the same time, we're always doing the rotation method, and then we're always doing the short distance skill work. The system is how we do the short distance stuff and how we do it rapidly and quickly. And to effectively do short distance skill work, we have to have these specific small targeted goals, which we offer for you in the language of our swim lesson program and in the swim lesson plans that you can get and the administrative binder and stuff that you can find in the complete lesson program or the swimming lesson starter kit. And so that's our system in our swim lessons. And to break it up, we do that and then we play a game. We do our system and then we play a game. We do our system and we play our game. So that's our system for swim lessons, right? And from there, there are actually even more layers of complexity that get put on top of that. So the doing the incremental, the short distance skills, the do it a lot of times, give a few goals, give feedback based on those goals, and then do the next step, and then play a game, and then do that again. That in itself is a system for our swim lesson plan for our day. And then over time, it gets significantly more difficult. So we have these systems in place so that everyone knows what to expect as a participant. They're like, okay, I'm going to do the short distance stuff, and then I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And then, you know, it's very clearly marked out. So it reduces fear. It earns trust for our instructors. Our instructors benefit from it because they can all teach the same way in the same level, the same class. They know, okay, well, this group, they can do a quick assessment. Do they do this, do this, do they do that? Go underwater? Do they streamline? Do they do breathing to the side? You know, do they know breaststroke kick? We have these metrics that kind of quickly tell you where someone's at in the program. And then you can just jump right in. All right, 3x streamline. Everyone knows what that is because they've been doing it their entire time in our program. 3x streamline with 3 strokes. Okay, we know what that is. 3x streamline on your back. 3x streamline with 3 backstroke strokes, right? The format stays the same because it's part of the system. It's part of the routine. And when we have this routine in place and we have this organized, consistent delivery of skill work, and each instructor does the same thing, then our participants are more comfortable. They're more likely to succeed at a quicker rate because they're following the system where they're getting a lot of opportunities to do something and they're doing it with feedback from a master instructor. Okay, so we can swap in and out instructors because the system is the same. Our system creates trust in our swimmers. It removes the fear and the hesitation with erratic or uncertain instructors who do the same skill a different way, because all of a sudden you have to retrain or the swimmer doesn't know what to expect, so they're not going to perform as well. We can earn trust because we are repeatedly doing the same thing over and over again, so the swimmers can have an understanding of, oh, this is what we're doing, and have an awareness of how that applies to what they've done in the past because they know what to expect. So they're more likely to trust you, and then you can push them a little harder because they trust you to guide them through the process, and you're not going to let them drown right in the water. I want to know what you do. What do you think of the system or the routine in your swim lessons? Do you even have a system? Do you have a routine? You know, have you thought about it at all? I think it's an important thing worth looking at your program is, are you using a system for each of your levels, for each of your instructors, you know, for each of your days? You know, how are you setting up your system? In the swimming ideas, if you're using our levels, then you're using the level sheets to give you the and the lesson plans to kind of follow that system. That's the system that you're going to use. You're going to fall into this routine because you're following these level sheets and these progressions, or you're using the visual swim skill sheets to explain the skills the same way. You know, there's a bunch of different opportunities that you get through the Swim Lesson Starter Kit or through the Complete Lesson Program. If you use the Swim Instructor Training Workbook, it's a whole bunch of short distance skill work systems that you can use in the progressions for each of the levels and the abilities of the 15 essential swim skills, right? Like freestyle arms, freestyle kick, freestyle breathing, backstroke arms, streamline, right? It gives you the systems that you can use for your program, and you can mix and match how you want to set that up if you want. So do you have a system that you use? Do you follow a system? What is your system? What is your routine in your swim lessons that you encourage or require your staff and you to use? Let me know. I'm really curious about this because I know it's different for every program. It's probably even different from people that use the Swimming Ideas system themselves because they've modified it in some small ways for themselves. So do you use ours? Do you use the Swimming Ideas system? Let me know in the comments. So as always, there's going to be a blog post for this for the podcast, or you can connect on Facebook. It's at Swimming Ideas, or on Twitter at Swimming Ideas. My name is Jeff. You can direct it to me. You can send me an email, jeff@swimmingideas.com. Again, or this is episode number 45, The Importance of Routine and How Do You Use Systems in Your Swim Lessons. And are they important? And I definitely think that they are. So let me know. Do you use them? Do you have one? What do you like about it? What do you think you can improve on? Connect on Facebook or in the comments or on Twitter at Swimming Ideas. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen. And I hope that you are teaching great lessons. And together, we can teach better swim lessons tomorrow. Take care.